Today's shir is Masechta Yoma on Daf Lamed Beis, and we will begin three lines from the top of the Yomid, at the end of the line with the words Tana Rabban. Before we begin today's sugya, we should review the Seder Hayom, the order of the Avoda that the Kohen Gadol did on Yom Kippur, and then we will go into our actual sugya. First, in the morning, the Kohen Gadol would do the Korban Tamid, Shel Shachar, and he would also do some of the Korbanei Musaf, and this would be done in the Big Day Zohav, the eight Begadim of the Kohen Gadol, which were made out of gold. Then came the special Avoda of Yom HaKippurim, which consisted of a par, a bull, which the Kohen Gadol brought from his own money, and that was par lechatos. And also he had the Shnei Seirim, the two he-goats, which were brought for Klal Yisrael, and one was Lashem, one was brought as a korban in the Beis HaMikdash, and the other through Hagrola, through a lottery. It was decided which sor would go Lashem and which would go to the Midbar La'azazel. And the dam was applied according to the various halachas of how the dam was applied. Also, there was the special haktara lefnai lefnim. And all of these avodas, which were unique to Yom HaKippurim, were done with the four big day lavan. Then the Kohen Gadol would offer an Ola for himself and also a Ola for the for Klal Yisrael. He would offer the other Musaf Karbonis, and that was done in Big Day Zov. Then he went into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to retrieve from there the kaf and the machta, the ladle and the kolpan that he had used to bring the ketores inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he would do this with the Big Day Lavan. He would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Big Day Lavan. And finally, he would change back to the Big Day Zohav, and he would offer the Korban Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim and do the regular Haktorah of the Ketores and lighting the menorah. That was all done in Big Day Zov. So according to the Seder, which in fact will be learned today in our sugya, we will see how we derive the Seder, because it is not so obvious if one merely reads the Psukim. But according to the Seder, based on our Gemara, the Avodas Hayom began with Big Day Zov, then it switched to the Avodas Pnim, which was done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. It was switched to the Big Day Lavan. Then it was back to the Big Day Zov for the Ola, which was brought for himself and the and there they used the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Then back to Big Day Lavan to remove the ladle and the kolpan. And finally, back to Big Day Zov to do the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim and the other avodas of the menorah and the ketores. Our sugya today will revolve around a pasuk in Parshas Achrimais, Perek Tazayin, pasuk Chav Gimel. First, our sugya will begin to try to understand what the pasuk means, what Aaron was doing in this pasuk, and once we've established what Aaron was doing, then the Gemara will in fact say that this pasuk is written shaloi kesidron. It was not the seder of the avoda that actually Aaron did. Let us begin the sugya. Three lines from the top with the words Tana Rabbanan. Ubo Aaron Eloyel Moyed, we learned in that pasuk, Perek Tazayin pasuk of Gimel, that Aaron came into the Olmoyed, and let us read the whole pasuk. Uvo Aaron el Olmoyed ufoshat es Big Day Habara Shalavash bevoy el Kodesh. Aaron now took off the Big Day Lovin with which he had entered into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, V'nichem Sham, and he should leave it there. Our Gemara asks, Lama hu ba, why is Aaron coming there with these big day lovan? So Rashi says, Divrei Maschal Lama hu ba, Ela Heichel, Harei Gomer Avodasov. He already finished, he did all, this pasuk is put after he did the Avodas Pnim of the two Seirim and the Parlechatos. So he finished that already. And Rashi continues, Af b'mikrezeloi pirish maya asa l'shom. What is he supposed to do there? It just says Aaron comes in, and it doesn't say what his avoda is. So all the Rishonim, and one can see it right here in the Tosus Rishonim, they all ask, what is the Gemara's kasha? Loma hu ba. It says in the pasuk why he comes. It says, Ubo Aaron aloy omoyed, ufoshat as big de habara shalavash, he's supposed to get undressed, take his clothing off, and leave those big day lovin there. Let us look in the Tosus Yishonim. Ki ein lomar shebo sham kedei lifshay begodav lanichem lifnim. No, the Gemara understood that what it would seem from the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk, that cannot be. The havadai mistama ein mitzvah lanich begodav lepashtam lifnim. The Tosus Yishonim says it certainly makes sense to say that he's not coming there to get undressed and to remove his big day love him and to leave him there. First of all, it says the Tosus Yishonim, "V'nichem sham ein amashmi shenichem sham elo shlo yishtamshu bohem." Oy, the Kohen Gadol wasn't allowed to use those big day love him again. In fact, we learned that there are shittas that hold that a Kohen Hedjit could use those arba begadim. But in other words, the Tosham and other Rishonim say that the Gemara took on as a Dover Pashut that the purpose of Aaron's coming into the Heichel at that time was not to remove the big day lovin', as it would seem from the Pashup Shad and the Pasuk. And that's why the Gemara asks, so what is the purpose? He finished all his avoidah, so lama hubo, why is he coming there? So the Gemara answers that question and says, Eina bo, lohoitzes akaf es amachta. We have to say that he's only coming in to remove, he's going into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to remove the ladle and the cold pan which he had brought in earlier when he was doing the Avodas Pnim of the Haktorah of the Ketores in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So that now he's taking out the Kaf and the Machta. And how does he do it? He does it with Big Day Lovin. So now, what is the Pshat in the Pasuk? Let us review the Pasuk with the new understanding of the Gemara. Uvo Aaron al Almayit. Aaron should come into the Almayit, and what should he do? He should go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and he should remove the Kafu Machta. And then, when he comes out of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, having removed the Kafu Machta, then Ufoshet as Big Day Abad, Shalavish, Bevoy Allah Kodesh, V'nichem Sham, then he should take off his big day lovon, and he should go back into the big day zov. So first, the Gemara has established what is the correct pshat in the pasuk here. Now the Gemara continues, having said that, and the girsu will be according to the Masoros Hashas, vichol parsha kula nemra la seder. This entire parsha, if you go through it, the way it's written in the Chumash, step by step, that is the exact way that Aaron did the Avoda, the Kohen Gadol did the Avoda, step by step, as enumerated here in Parsha Achri Mois. Chutz mi pasuk zeh, the only exception, the only pasuk, which is written shalai kesidron, not in the correct order, meaning that Aaron did not do it in this order. He did it in a different order, as we will soon explain. Is this Pasuk Chav Gimel? Now that we know Pshat in Pasuk Chav Gimel, that Aaron was going in to remove the Kafu Machta with the Big Day Lovin on him, and then he was to take off the Big Day Lovin, now we have to say that Pasuk is written Shalai Kesidron. And Rashi explains, because really this Pasuk about removing the Kafu Machta should have been put after the Pasuk Chav Dalet. What is Pasuk Havdalot speaking about? Where Aaron is being makriv, the Olah for himself, and also the Olah for the Am, which were done in the Big Day Zov. So Rashi says that Pasuk Chav Dalet should have come before Pasuk Chav Gimel, following the Avodas Pnim, where he did the Par Lechatas and the Shnei Seirim. Then he changed to the Big Day Zov, where he did his Oil and the Oil Asam. Then he went back to the Big Day Lavan to remove the Kafu Machta, and then he went back to the Big Day Zov to bring the final Karbonis of the Tamid Shobein Arbayim and to be Madlik the Benayra and burn the regular everyday Ketores. This is the way the Seder should go. The Chola Parsha Kula says the Gemara Nemra La Seder Chutz Pasuk Zeh My Taima. So the Gemara asks, why do you have to say that this pasuk is Shaloika Sidran? Maybe this is the correct Seder. In other words, he finished the whole Avodas Pnim with the Par Lechatas and the Shtei Seirim, and then comes Pasuk Chav Gimel. He went back to get the Kafu Machta, and then comes Pasuk Chav Dalet that he brought in the Big Day Zov. He brought the oil. And also the oil asam. So why do we have to say that it's not kesidran? Rav Chizda answered, you know why we have to say it's shaloi kesidran? Because gemiri we have Allah l'maishu m'sinai that on Yom Kippur chamish tvilas vasar kedushin toivul kohen gadol umekadish boi biyayim, that the kohen gadol had to be toivul in a mikveh 5 times. And each of the times that he was Toivel, he used to be Mekadosh his hands and feet. He used to have water on his hands and feet, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. And that will only work out if it's not like the Seder written in the Psukim here, as we will soon explain. Continues the Gemara, V'ika Sidran. If it's going to be the way it's written in the pasuk, if the Kohen Gadol would have actually done the order the way it's written here in Parsha Achrei Mois, that pasuk Chav Gimel actually happened before pasuk Chav Dalet. Lo mishkachzu elu shalosh tefilas v'shisha kedushin. You will only find 3 tefilas and 6 kedushin, and not 5 tefilas and 10 kedushin. In other words, as we're going to learn in today's sugya, every time that Aaron the Kohen Gadol changed begadim from gold to Big Day Lavan, from Big Day Lavan back to Big Day Zov, and Big Day Zov back to Big Day Lavan, whenever he went back and forth, he went to the mikveh. And every time he went to the mikveh, he was mekadesh his yadayim v'raglayim. Different shitas when this happened. One shita is that when he removed the Big Day Zov, then he did kiddush yadayim v'raglayim. And then he did kiddush yadayim v'raglayim again, and then he put on the Big Day Lavan. So there was one Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim after he had removed the Big Day Zov. There was another Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim before he put on the Big Day Lavan. So this will only work out, explains Rashi, if Pasuk Chav Dalet in practice comes before Pasuk Chav Gimel. Then you'll have 5 tefillas and you'll have 10 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. But if it's the Seder the way it's written in Chumash, that Pasuk Chav Gimel precedes Pasuk Chav Dalet, then you'll only have 3 tefillas and 6 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Why? Because let us say that the Seder was the way it's written in the Chumash. Since every time the Kohen Gadol would switch his clothing from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lavan, or from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zov, he would have to go to the mikveh. And whenever he went to the mikveh, he would have to have a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim before going to the mikveh, and also after going to the mikveh. In other words, if he would switch from the Big Day Zov, he would take off the Big Day Zov, have a Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, go to the mikveh, then have another Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim before putting on the Big Day Lavan. And the same thing would take place when switching from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zov. So therefore, each tefillah had with it 2 Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayims, and therefore you would only have 3 tefillos and 6 kedushin. Why is that? Because there would be 1 tefillah before he puts on the Big Day Zov to do the Tamid Shel Shachar. Then he would switch into the Big Day Lavan to do the special Avodas Yom Kippur Bifnim. there would be a tefillah between the Big Day Zov to the Big Day Lovan. He would still have his Big Day Lovan on when he would go into the Kodesh HaKadoshim to take out the Kafu Machta. So there's no tefillah there because there's no change in the Begadim. Then he would change into the Big Day Zohav to do Eloi Ve'el Ha'am, and he would keep on the Big Day Zohav to do the Tamid Shel Ben Arbaim. So there would only be three changes of clothing. One into the Big Day Zohav before he starts the Tamid Shel Shachar, the second into the Big Day Lovin before he does the Avoidas Yom Kippurim Bifnim plus the Yitzhoz Kafu Machta, and then there would be a third change of clothing before he does Eloi Ve'eloam, as well as the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. And we know that there are Chamesh Tfilois and Asara Kiddushin, so it must be that the Seder of the Avoda is not identical to the Seder that's written in the Torah. And in fact, after the Big Day Lovin were used for the Avodas Pnim, the special Avoda of Yom HaKippurim, he switched back to the Big Day Zov to do Eloi Ve'el Ha'am. He switched back again to the Big Day Lovin for the Hitzos Kafu Machta. He switched back again to the Big Day Zov for the Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. So then, in fact, there are five tefillas. One before the Big Day Zov for the Tamid Shel Shachar, one before the Big Day Lovin for the Avodas Pnim, one before the Big Day Zov for Eloi Ve'elam, one before the Big Day Lovin for Itzos Kafu Machta, and finally the fifth tefila before the Big Day Zov for Tamid Shel Bein Arbaim. Tanya, we learned Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda said, "Minayin lechamish tefilas v'asar kedushin shetayv l'kayin gadol mekadosh bar b'yayim." From where do I learn out that you need five times going to the mikveh and 10 times being mekadosh adam v'raglayim that the kayin gadol did on Yom Kippur? He's going to bring a pasuk. So the Taisvis, the top Taisvis, immediately asks, "What do you mean?" Minayin, from where do we learn this out? And we're going to bring a pasuk. Didn't the Gemara just say before Gimiri that this is Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? If it's Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, why do you need a pasuk? If you have a pasuk, what do you need Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai? So Tosfos answers, we need both. Because were it not for the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, if it would only be based on the psukim, I might think that the psukim are kesidron, and Pasuk Chav Gimel stays before Pasuk Chav Dalet in practice, and then there's only 3 times going to the mikveh and 6 Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim. But now that I have Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai Gemiri, that it's 5 and 10, so now I know that I have to switch around the psukim, so that there will be 5 changes, and therefore 5 times going to the mikveh and 10 Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim. I also need the Pasuk, because, says Taisus, because were it only for the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai, I would say, yes, you need 5 tefillas and 10 Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim, but maybe you do one after the other. Who told you that you do it every time you change your clothing? On that, we're going to bring a pasuk that to show that every time you change your clothing, that's when you do it. You can't do them 5 times in a row, 5 going to the mikvahs in a row, but rather you have to wait each time that you change your clothing. That's why you need both psukim. The Taisus Yishanim, that's why you need the Halacha M'Sinai plus a pasuk. The Taisus Yishanim says a different idea, which Rabbi Kiva Eger in Mishnah brings this Taisus Yishanim to answer a difficult Rashi on Amud Beis. The Taisus Yishanim says that, in fact, the Halacha M'Sinai is not teaching you Chamish Tfilas. The Tfilas in the Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim, that I'm going to learn from the Psukim. What the Halacha M'Sinai teaches me is that there are 5 segments. And once I learned that between each change of avodah required a tefillah and a Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim and 2 Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim, so memela the cheshbon comes out to 5 tefillahs and a Asar Kedashim. But that's not what the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was teaching me. The Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai was teaching me how many segments there were, how many changes of avodah there were. Once I know that, I can figure out, calculate that the number 5 and 10. But the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai itself was not teaching me the number of tefillahs per se, and we will see more about this in Mircham on Amud Beis. Continues the Gemara. What's Rav Yehuda's raya that you had to go to the mikveh when you changed. Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says, Uvo Aaron El Oil Moyed. This is the pasuk Chav Gimel that we were discussing before. Aaron HaKohen will come to the Oil Moyed. Uposhad Es Big Day Habad. He will remove the begadim which are made out of linen. Verachatz Besar B'mayim. He'll wash his flesh in water. B'makom Kodesh in a holy place. V'lovish Es Begadav. And then the next pasuk tells us that he would put on his clothing, the yotzav asa, and then he would go out and he would do oilas soivas, oilas ha'am. Hola marita, this teaches us, shekola mishana mi avoida la avoida ta'an tefillah, that everybody who changes from one avoida to another avoida, you have to go to the mikveh. In other words, that Rabbi Yehuda was learning this out from the change of big day lavan to big day zav. Here we see in Psukim Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet that there was a change from Lavan to Zahav, and we see that he had to go to the mikveh, as it says, Barachatz Besari B'mayim. So that teaches you whenever there's a change of clothing, whenever there's a change from one avoda to the other, from one set of avodas to the other, you have to go to the mikveh. Amar Rebbe. Rebbe has a different pasuk. How do I know that the Kohen has to go to the mikveh five times and do Kiddush Adam Reglaim 5-10 times as well? Mark, as it says there in Parashat Achrimoyes, Perek Tezayin, Pasuk Dalet, where we are speaking about that the Kohen Gadol has switched from the Big Day Zov to the Big Day Lavan to do the Avoidus Pnim of the Par Lachatus and the Shteis Ir. The Pasuk says, Ksoyin is Bat Kodesh Yilbash, he should wear a shirt made out of linen. You should have linen pants on his flesh. He should wrap himself around with a gartel made out of linen. And he should have on his head also a mitznefes made out of linen. And then the pasuk says, "Big day kodesh heim, they are holy clothing." Verachatz b'mayim besari ulaveshim, he should wash his flesh in water, meaning he should go to the mikveh, and he should wear these four big day lavan. Big day kodesh heim, verachatz b'mayim besari ulaveshim. Hola marita shekol hamishanim yavoy lavoy eton tefila. So Rebbe doesn't learn like Rabbi Yehuda, who learned this halacha from a switch from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. Rather, he's doing it just the opposite from the beginning of Parashas Achrimoyes, where the Kohen Gadol is switching from Big Day Zav, which he made the Tamid Shel Shachar with, to Big Day Lavan that he's going to do the special Avodas Yom Kippur Bifnim. So we see this klal, that when you change from one clothing to another, from one Avodah to the other, which require different clothing, that you need tefillah. Then Rebbe adds something else, which the Gemara will explain exactly what he means on Amid Beis. Va'oimer, and the pasuk says, "Big day kodesh shame, they are holy clothing." And these words are superfluous because we know that they were holy clothing. Why does the Torah say it? Hooks, you call a begadim kulin zelazay. We compare all the begadim one to another, which the Gemara will explain that Rebbe only learned from the beginning of the parsha when there was a switch from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lavan. But how does Rebbe know the opposite when there's a switch from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zov? On that, he has this extra limud in that Pasuk Dalet. It says Big Day Kodesh Heim. So I say that we compare all holy clothing one to another. Whenever you're putting on holy clothing, whether it's Zav to Lavan or whether it's Lavan to Zav, you have to have a tefillah. So Rebbe has everything learnt out, not from Pasuk Chav Gimel and Chav Dalet, but he has both from Zav to Lavan and from Lavan to Zav, all worked out from the opening Pasuk Dalet in Parshas Achrei Mois. And then the Brisa enumerates, V'chamish Avoidus saying, there were five Avoidus. Tamid Shel Shachar were Big Day Zav. As we've mentioned before in our Agdama, the Tamid Shel Shachar was done in Big Day Zav. Avoidus Hayoim, the special Avoidus Yom Kippurim, was done in Big Day Lavan. Eloi ve'eloam, the Big Day Zav, Aaron's Isle and the Isle of the people, the Oila, were done in Big Day Zav. Kafu Machta, getting the Kafu Machta from the Kodesh HaKadosh and bringing it out, that was done in Big Day Lavan. And finally, Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, the Big Day Zav. The Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim was done in Big Day Zav. Uminayin, shekol tefilu tefilu tzricha shnei kedushim. How do we know the other halacha that each tefilu required shnei kedushin, and which will be a total of 10 kedushin? How is that learnt out? And as Rashi explains, the Gemara here is going according to Rebbe. Rebbe, who learnt out Zov to Lovin and Lovin to Zov all from the beginning of Parshas Achrei Mois, Pasuk Dalet, and he didn't have to learn anything from Pasuk Chav Gimel or Chav Dalet. He didn't have to learn anything from Pasuk Chav Gimel or Chav Dalet. So how does he know Shnei Kedushin? Talmud Loimer. He has Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet extra, superfluous. There's no limit for that. Talmud Loimer. Uposhat V'rochatz. It says he takes off his clothing and he washes his flesh. And it says V'rochatz V'lovash. He washes his flesh and he puts on. Now actually, if you look in the Pasuk, it does not say twice, the word V'rochatz. It only says it once. But the Gemara is learning, since Verochatz is put in the middle between Uposhat and Velovash, that the Verochatz goes on both. In Pasuk Chav Gimel it says, Uposhat is Bigdei Abad, Asher Lovash, B'vayel HaKadosh, V'nichem Sham. In Pasuk Chav Dalet it says, Verochatz is, sorry, B'mayim, B'makom Kadosh, V'lovash es Begadav. So we learn out as if that the word Verochatz, which starts Pasuk Chav Dalet, is going on the Poshat as big the abad of Pasuk Chav Gimel, and it's also going on the Velovish as Begadav, which says further in Pasuk Chav Dalet. That's both after you remove the big the abad in Pasuk Chav Gimel, you have to wash yourself, and before you put on the Begadim of big the Zov, of Pasuk Chav Dalet, which he's going to do, Oilosav es Oilosav, before that, you also have to wash yourself. And what do you have to wash yourself? With Shnei Kiddushin, with Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. So since he has this Pasuk extra, because he doesn't need it for Tefillah, Memela, he uses it for Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, and the Gemara in Amud Beis will explain exactly how he learns it out from this Pasuk. Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, I remember Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon says, how do I know that you have to Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim? I know that from a Kal V'Chomer. Uma b'makom shein ton tefillah, ton kiddush, as Rashi explains. A regular koyin, the whole rest of the year, when it's not Yom Kippur. Minat Torah, Rashi, three lines from the bottom, he says, ain't ton tefillah minat Torah, elami divrei soferim. He only needs a midrash rabbanan to go to the mikveh before he does the avoda every day of the year. Why does he need it? Lizkor tumah yishana. He should remember, maybe he has an old tumah on him that he forgot about, and this will remind him that he has a tumah yishana. So it's only a din derabbanan. It's not midrash. So this regular kohen a whole year who doesn't need tefillah midrash, and yet he needs Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, as Rashi brings down the second last line from Shmois Mem, Bevoyim El Oil Moed, Ubikurv Osim Al Mizbech, Yirchatzu, they should wash their hands, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, when they get near the Mizbech to do the Avodah. So if someone who doesn't need Tefillah Midaraisa a whole year needs Midaraisa, Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim, so Kal V'Chomer, Makom Shaton Tefillah, someone who, as we learned, that whenever we've learned out from the Psukim before, Rebbe's limit or Rabbi Yehuda's limit, that when you change Mi'avoda L'avoda, when you change from clothing to clothing, on Yom Kippur, your Mechuyiv Medaraisa to have Tefillah, the Kohen Gadol has to have. So certainly Ton Kiddush. So Makom Shaton Tefillah, and Din Shaton Kiddush, certainly it requires Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. Afraid the Gemara. If you're bringing me a raya from where? From the Kohen who does the Avodah the whole year. He only has one time Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim. And here you're telling me two times. Maybe you should only, if you're learning it from there with a Kal V'Chomer, maybe you should only do it one time. Talmud Loimer, the Pasuk says, Ubo Aron El Oil Moyed, the Pasuk that we've been learning, this famous Pasuk here, Pasuk of Gimel, it says, Ubo Aron El Oil Moyed, Uposhat Es Bigdei Abad Asher Lovash. So Rav Shimon is deducing this from these words. Ma Talmud Loimer Asher Lovash. What does the Pasuk say? You should remove the clothing which you clothe yourself with. Kolom Adam Parshel Masher Lovash. Does a person not... Is there any person who removes clothing that he didn't put on? Of course, if you're removing clothing, it means you had worn it, you had put it on to wear. So why does the Torah have to go out of its way to say Asher Lavash? Elo, it must be Lahakish Pshita Lelavisha, to compare removing the begadim to wearing the begadim. Ma Lavisha Ton Kiddush, Ap Pshita Ton Kiddush, that just like the putting on of clothing requires Kiddush, so certainly, so also the Pshita taking off the clothing, that will also require Kiddush. In other words, we learn through a Kal V'Chomer the whole concept of Kiddush from a Kohen Hedjut the rest of the year. But once we've learned that, from we can learn from the words, the extra words of Asher Lavash, to teach you that we're comparing the Pshita of the Begadim to the Levisha of the Begadim. Both of them require Kiddush. This is the Braisa. Now the Gemara is going to review this Braisa and explain it in more clarity and more depth. Amar Rav Yehuda, we learned before in the Braisa, Rav Yehuda said, Menayin L'chamesh Tfilos Hasar Kedusha Shetayvel Kohen Gadol, how do we know the halacha of 5 tefillas and 10 kedushin that a kohen gadol is tovel u'mekadosh boy b'yom on Yom Kippur, he has to be mekadosh with 10 kiddush adam v'raglaim and 5 tefillas. Talmud Loimer, it says in the pasuk, ubo aron el oil moyed v'rochetz es b'sar v'mayim b'makom kadosh halamadata shekol ha'mishanim yavoyda l'avoyda ton tefila. This was Reb Yehuda's limit, and he was learning it from the change of Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. Frag the Gemara. Ashkechami Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. This only proves to me that when you change from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, me Big Day Zav la Big Day Lavan me nine. How do you know when you switch from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan? In other words, according to the way we learned before in the Sugya, that the Psukim are Shalai Kesidrin. So this change is the last change of the day from Big Day Lavan that he was from the Big Day Lavan. Not the last change, it'll be the second last change. From Big Day Lavan that he was from the Big Day Lavan that he was which he had used to fetch the Kafu Machta, because according to the real Seder it was the Tomet Shel Shachar Big Day Zov, the Avoidus Pnim of the Par Lechatos and the Shtei Sirim and Big Day Lavan. Then came the Big Day Zav for Eloi Ve'Elo Am. Then came the Big Day Lavan for receiving the Kafu Machta, getting it from the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And now he is removing the Big Day Lavan and putting on the Big Day Zav for the Tamid Shel Bein or Abayim. So that is Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav. But how do I know, according to Rabbi Yehuda, the opposite Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan? Me Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, me Nayin. And as we turn to Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. So on this, there is a Tana de Bei Rabbi Shmuel. Kal v'choymer. We have a Kal v'choymer. Ma Big Day Zav. She'ein bohen koyen nichnes ben lufnay lufnim. Ton tfila. If by Big Day Zav, where Kohen cannot enter with the Big Day Zav into the Kodesh HaKadoshim, and yet you tell me for those clothing, when you change from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, you need tefillah. So Big Day Lavan, when you're changing from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, for example, at the beginning of the day, when he's changing from Tamid Shel Shachar to do the Avodas Pnim of the Par Lechatos, and he's now going from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, Shenichnes Ben Lufnay Lufnim, he is going with the Big Day Lavan inside. Isn't it a Kal V'Chomer that certainly you need tefillah? Iklamif, the Gemara says no Kal V'Chomer. There's a Chumra that Big Day Zav has over Big Day Lavan. Ma'ala Big Day Zav, Shekein Kaparas Merubah. Big Day Zav has a greater amount of kapar. Rashi says the pshat is because it's mechaper on everything, on many averas. Whereas the Big Day Lavan are only mechaper on Tumas Migdash Kedoshav. The Tosfos Yerushalmi asks on this that there is a Big Day Lavan which is mechaper on all of theirs also, and that is when he's using the Big Day Lavan for the Sor Lazazel, which is mechaper on all of theirs of Klal Yisrael. So we cannot say that the Big Day Zav have a mila over the Big Day Lavan because Kaparas Meruba, that they're mechaper more things. Rather, says the Tosfos Yerushalmi, Kaparas Meruba means since the Big Day Zav are worn by the Kohen Gadol every day of the year, so quantitatively in the amount of kapara that the Kohen Gadol affects during the whole year is more than the one time of the Big Day Lavan on Yom Kippur, even if the Big Day Lavan are mechaper on all averus also by the Sora Lazozel. That is the pshat according to Yisrael and kaparas meruba. But be that as it may, the Gemara is saying that you don't have a kal v'chomer. You can't say if Big Day Zav requires tefillah, so if you put on the Big Day Lavan from the Big Day Zav, you certainly need tefillah, because we have we can have a pircha to the kal v'chomer. Ella nafkalei mit Rabbi. Rabbi Yehuda will learn it from where Rabbi learns it. In other words, Rabbi Yehuda will use both psukim. He will use psukim chav gimel and chav dalid, where we see when there's a switch from lavan to zav that we need tefillah, and he'll also use Rabbi's pasuk, which is the beginning of Achrimai's pasuk dalid, where we were speaking about a switch from big day zav of the tamid shachar to the avodas pnim done in the kodesh hakodashim, the special avoda. There you're going from zav to lavan. So he has one pasuk at the end of the parsha from Lavan to Zav. It was one pasuk like Rebbe at the beginning of the parsha from Zav to Lavan. Now the Gemara goes back and explains the brisa which Rebbe said. Amar Rebbe, minayin l'chamash shvilus asar kedusha shatov ben kohen gadol u'mekadosh boi b'yayim. He learns it from pasuk dalet. Tam aloyin eksonis bat kohesh yilvash holam adata shekholam yishanam yavar levayir shatan tefillah. So the Gemara asks, ashkan mi big day Zav le big day Lavan. According to Rebbe, we have the problem the opposite. According to Rebbe, I only know from the beginning of Parsha Achrimois when he switched from the Big Day Zav from the Tamid Shal Shachar to the Big Day Lavan, which he's going to do the Avodas Pnim, the special Avodah of Yom Kippur. Babi Big Day Lavan, the Big Day Zav, Minayin. For example, at the end, when he's going from the Big Day Lavan after he took out the Kafu Machta from Kodesh Kedoshim. And he's now going to do the Tamid Shal Ben Arbaim and the Big Day Zav at the end of the day. So Minayin, how do you know over there that he has to go to the Mikveh, Tanu the Beir Bishmol? So now we have a ton of Rer Shmol, which has a Kal V'Chomer, just the opposite of the Kal V'Chomer that we had before. We can make a Kal V'Chomer like this, says the ton of Rer Shmol. Ma Big Day Lavan She'en Kaparasa Meruba to Unin Tfila. Big Day Zav She'Kaparasa Meruba Ein Adin She'Ton Tfila. If you're telling me that from Zav to Lavan, where Lavan is not mechaper on many things, the Rashi's pshat or the Tosfos Yeshayahu pshat, as we learned before, let's go with the Tosfos Yeshayahu pshat, that you don't use the Big Day Lavan the whole year, of the Kohen Gadol doesn't use it, he only uses Big Day Zav. So the Big Day Zav is mechaper a lot, every day of the year. The Big Day Lavan are only on mechaper on Yom HaKippurim. So if I can make a Kal V'Chomer, if Big Day Lavan, where there's no Kaparasa Merubah, and yet when you change from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, you have to go to the Mikvah, Ein Adin. So certainly, Big Day Zav, Shekaparasa Merubah, Ein Adin Shetuna Tefillah. So Big Day Zav certainly need Tefillah, because they are mechaper each day of the year. So that's a Kal V'Chomer for Big Day Lavan. The Gemara says, no, Ikla Mifrich, we have a Kash on the Kal V'Chomer. Ma'al Big Day Lavan, Shekain Nichnas Ben Lufnai Lufnim. The Big Day Lavan have a mile over Big Day Zav, because with them the Kohen Gadol can go inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim. He cannot do so with the Big Day Zav. So I don't have a Kal V'Chomer from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, because Big Day Lavan has a Chumra over Big Day Zav. So how do I know that if you go from Big Day Lavan to Big Day if you go from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, that you need Tefillah? The Gemara answers, Hayne Diktani. If you remember on Amud Aleph, when Rebbe said his limud, he said a Va'oimer. And it also says, Big Day Kodesh Heim, V'rochetz Zabzor, B'mayim Aleveshom. They are Big Day Kodesh. And we wanted to know, why are these three extra words written? We know they're Big Day Kodesh. And the Gemara in Amud Aleph says that this teaches us that Hukshu Kol HaBegadim Kulon Zelazeh. And as we explained there, based on the Gemara here, the pshat is that once we've established that from Big Day Zav to Big Day Lavan, we have Tefillah, we can also establish, according to Rebbe, that from Big Day Lavan to Big Day Zav, you need Tefillah as well, because they're also Big Day Kodesh. And the Pasuk put those three extra words to teach us, whenever you're changing into Big Day Kodesh, be it from Zav to Lavan, or be it from Lavan to Zav, in every instance, you are Mechuyev V'rochatz, I'm sorry, B'mayim Aleveshem, you should first go to the mikveh before you change into your new set of clothing. And then the Brisa continued. V'chamish avaydus, saying there were five sets of avaydus. Tamid shashachar were done b'big day zav. Avaydus ayom were done b'big day lovin. Eloi ve'elom were done b'big day zav. Again, because Pasuk of Dalet was put before Pasuk of Gimel. Kafu machta b'big day lovan. The kafu machta Pasuk of Gimel is after Pasuk of Dalet, according to the real Seder, the way Aaron did it. So the kafu machta were then done in big day lovan. And then the final avodas were the Tomet Shabbain and Arbaim were done b'big day zahav. Uminai in Shekhal Tfilu, Tfilu Tricha Beis Kedushim. How do you know, according to Rebbe, how do we know that every tefillah required two kedushin? So the Brisa said on Amud Aleph, Talmud Loimer, Upashet Verachatz, Verachatz for Lavash, and as we explained, there's only written one time Verachatz, but the Gemara is explaining that Verachatz goes both on taking off the big day Lavan and on putting on the big day Zov. But the Gemara asks Akasha, Hai betfilixiv. As Rashi explains, it says in the Pasuk, Besaroi. If it says in the Pasuk Besar, Verachatz es Besari b'mayim. So how could you use that word Verachatz to tell you that it's going on the Kiddush Adam V'Raglayim? It's Basar. Basar refers to the whole body. That's Tefillah. The Gemara answers, Amen, O Yinyin L'Tefillah, the Nafglemi Big Day Kodesh Heim. Since, according to Rebbe, we have those three extra words, Big Day Kodesh, that all clothing are compared one to the other, that both from Zav to Lavan, or from Lavan to Zav, you always have to go to the mikveh. So what is this Pasuk Chav Dalid V'rochatz is b'sar b'mayim b'makom kodesh? What is that teaching us? Tenu inyan l'kiddush. I will learn it l'inyan kiddush. For kiddush adayim v'raglayim. Frey the Gemara v'lichtave rechmana b'loshin kiddush. Why doesn't the Torah write it b'loshin kiddush? No, it teaches us something. Hakamashim on the tefillah kiddush. Tefillah has the same halach as kiddush. Ma kiddush b'makom kodesh, just like kiddush has to be done in a holy place, as Rashi brings down, because the pasuk says there b'makom kodesh. Af tefillah b'makom kodesh. So tefillah has the same halacha as kiddush, and it has to be done in a makom kadosh. So that's why kiddush is put b'lashon tefillah v'rachatz b'sarei, even though it means kiddush adayim v'raglayim, to teach you halach of tefillah, that tefillah is like kiddush. It always has to be done b'makom kadosh. Now Rashi says that there's one exception to this rule, and the exception is in the Rashi divrei ha'maskil ma kiddush b'makom kadosh. So Rashi says, Av at the end of that Rashi, Avot Tefila Rishoina LaYalfis Minei. Do Alav the Raisi. The first Tefila is not the Raisa. You don't learn it from there, and that does not have to be done among question. As the first Tefila that the Kohen does before he puts on the Big Day Zav in the morning before doing the Tamid Shal Shachar, that Tefila does not have to be b'makom kodesh because it's not the Raisa. Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Mishnayos asks, but our whole sugi is going on the Alach L'Moish Sinai. It's based on that Alach L'Moish Sinai that there were five Tefilas and ten Kiddushim. So the Alach is a din d'oraisa. How could Rashi say over here that it does not require makom kadosh and it's only d'rabbanan? On this, Rav Kiva Eger answers based on the Tosfos Yerushalmi's teretz of before. We had asked a question at the beginning of this sugya. Tosfos on Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, top Tosfos Divrei Masechta Gemiri, asked, why do you need halacha Moshe Sinai, and why do you need psukim as well to teach you this halacha of five tefillos and 10 times kiddush adayim v'raglayim? Why do you need both? And Tosfos gave its answer. But the Tosfos Yerushalmi answered that the number, the concept of tefillas and kiddush, I know from the pasuk, not from the halacha of Sinai. The halacha of Sinai just divides the avodas hayoyim up into five segments. And once I know the halacha that when you're mishanami avoda l'avoda, you require tefillah and kiddush adayim v'raglayim, so mele I figure out the cheshbon of five tefillas and 10 kiddush adayim v'raglayim. But it's not the halacha Moshe Sinai that's teaching you that. If so, says Rav Kiva Eger, that may be a teretz on this Rashi here. Because since if the number itself was halacha Moshe Sinai, then it would be deraisa. But according to this pshat, the number is not deraisa. It's just the division into five segments that's deraisa. But since the first one was not a shinui ben avoida l'avoida, the psukim that we brought, Rebbe brought and Rebbe Yehuda brought, was to teach us that a shinui Bein Alvoida Lavoida requires Tvila. This is not a Shinui. The first one is not a Shinui. That's the start of the day. So that one could be Midarabon. It can be done in a place that's not Kaddish. So if you learn, like the Tayyus Shishanim, that the segments are learned Halachas Moish Pesina, but not the numbers, then Rashi could be correct. And the Rambam holds the same as Rashi. Tosfos, obviously, who says that the Halacha Moish Pesina is teaching you, in fact, the number 5 and 10, obviously, Tosfos Shita is, that is a Deraisa, Ayin Shem and Rabbi Kivager, how he learns this whole sugi according to the various Shitas or Rishayim. But this will be the answer of Rashi and the Rambam, based on the Tosfos Yishanim's Teretz. So says Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Pirush HaMishnayis on the Mishnah here. Continues the Gemara. V'Rabbi Yehuda Kiddush Menalei. In other words, we have clearly explained the Sheet of Rebbe. Rebbe will learn out all changes of clothing required tefillah from the beginning of Parsha Akrim Mois Pasuk Dalet, where we saw the change from Big Day Zov to Big Day Lovin requires Verachatz Besari. And from the Pasuk Big Day Kodesh Shem, we are Medame all begotten one to another, so we also learn out a change from Lovin to Zov also requires Tefillah and a Mikvah. How do you know Kiddush Adam Verglayim that I learn out from Pasuk Chav Gimel Chav Dalet? I'm going to say that even though it says Verachatz Besari, it really refers to Kiddush. That's the way Rebbe learned it out. But Rabbi Yehuda the Gemara before said needed both Pasuk Dalid and Pasuk Chav Gimel and Chav Dalid. He needed Pasuk Chav Dalid at the beginning of Parsha Akrimos to teach you a change from Zov to Lavan requires Tefillah and Kiddush Adam Raglayim. He needed Pesukim Chav Gimel Chav Dalid at the end of the Parsha to teach you that a change from Love unto Zav requires Tefillah and Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Now the Gemara asks, if so, he has no pasuk like Rebbe that is extra to teach you Kiddush. Rebbe Yehuda Kiddush Menale. How does Rebbe Yehuda know Kiddush? He only learned out Tefillah. Answer is, Nafkulemi to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. He will use Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon. That Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon on Ahmed Aleph, who was quoted at the end of the Brisa, that he says, I know Kiddush from a Kal V'Chomer, from a Kohen Hedged, a whole year. That, in fact, will help Rabbi Yehuda, because now Rabbi Yehuda has a way, without having to use the Psukim, Rabbi Yehuda can rely on Rabbi Yehuda's, on Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon's Kal V'Chomer. And then, how do you know, the Gemara asked on Ahmed Aleph, how do you know there were two Kiddush Adam Raglayim for each tefillah? Maybe it was only one. The Gemara said that one, since it says he should remove the clothing, Asher Lavash, what do you have to tell me, Asher Lavash? So we say that we make a dimyan between the Pshita and the Levisha. If the Levisha requires Kiddush Adam Raglayim, the Pshita requires it as well. So Rabbi Yehuda, even though he uses both Psukim for tefillah, he has a way, according to Rabbi Lazar Reb Shimon, to still learn out Kiddush Adam Raglayim by every time that the Kohen Gadol went to the mikvah. Amar Rav Chizda, says Rav Chizda, Ha the Rebbe, this which Rebbe said, that upashat verochatz, and then he said verochatz velavash, and now he took the word verochatz, which is only written once, as we mentioned before, between Pashat and Lavash. And he put the word Rachatz both on Pashat and Lavash. So Rav Chizda, as Rashi explains, understood Rebbe to mean that you have to take off, in the case there of Pasuk of Gimel Chavdal, you have to take off the big day Lavan. You have to do Kiddush Adayim Verglayim. You have to go to the mikveh, the Kohen Gadol. Then you have to do Kiddush Adayim Verglayim again, Verachatz. And then Velavish you put on the big day Zov. So it comes out that the Kiddush Adayim Verglayim is never done with clothing on, according to Rebbe, if we take what he's saying literally, that he must do the Kiddush Adam Raglayim when he is not wearing clothing. Amar Rav Chizda Hadar Rabbi Mafka mit Rav Meir Mafka mit Rabbanan. This will exclude, he will be mechulik on both Rav Meir and Rabbanan. Mafka mit Rabbanan, he excludes Rabbanan. Dilu Rabbanan Amri, we learned before in the Gemara that the Rabbanan Shita is Kishu Lovish Mekadish, that he always is Mekadish Adam Raglayim when he's wearing clothing. So then Rebbe certainly argues, because Rebbe holds he's Mekadosh Adam Raglayim when he is not wearing clothing. Both times he removes his clothing and then he does Kiddush Adam Raglayim. He's about to put on his next set of clothing and first he does Kiddush Adam Raglayim. And what do the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say that both times he's wearing clothing. So that certainly argues under Rabbanan. So the Ilu Rabbanan Mekshu Lovish Mekadish. You are Mekshu Pashin Mekadish. Rebbe holds that he's doing it always when he had taken off his clothing or he had not yet put on his clothing. Mafkimid Rab Meir, he's also Mafkimid Rab Meir, the Ila Rab Meir, Amar Hach, Kiddush Basra, Kishu Lavish Makadish, the Yomar Kishu Pashit Makadish. Because according to Rab Meir disagrees with the Chachamim and he holds that the first time he does Kiddush the Adam Raglam after he took off the clothing. The second time he does Kiddush Adam Raglam is after he has put on the clothing. So Rebbe will not be arguing against Rebbe Meir the first time, because there they both agree that it's done after the clothing is taken off, but he will still argue on the second time, because according to Rebbe Meir, the second time he's already wearing his clothing when he does the Kiddush Adam Raglayim, the Iyuamar and Rebbe himself said, Kishu Poshim Mekadosh, that the second time also he's not wearing any clothing yet. So therefore, Rebbe Chisda says that Rebbe argues both on Rebbe Meir and the Rabbanim. Amar Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov disagrees with what Rav Chisda just said. And Rav Acha bar Yaakov says, HaKol Moedim, everybody agrees, even Rebbe. You're wrong, Rav Chisda. Rebbe wasn't trying to say that he does Kiddush Adayim Verglayim the second time before he has put on his new set of clothing. No, it's after he put on his new set of clothing. And I'll bring you a raya from a pasuk. Everybody's mitzvah that he's loivish and then he's mekadosh. Why? My time. Damer krok, as it says in the pasuk. Oy begishtem al mizbeach, that they should do kiddush adam raglayim when they come next to the mizbeach to do the avoda to be makriv. Mi sheinu mechusar alagisha. When do you do kiddush adam raglayim? Someone who's only missing approaching the mizbeach. Yotze zeh to exclude this kohen who's not yet wearing clothing. He didn't put on his new set of clothing. Shemachusar levisha vigisha. That's not the time to do kiddush adam raglayim. Kiddush adam raglayim is done when the only thing that's is stopping you is from moving next to the Mizbeach to do the Avoda. But you, who are now wearing clothing, you have something else that's stopping you. You have to first get dressed. So such a person who first has to get dressed does not do Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. Since we have this pasuk, so the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim is done after he has put on the clothing, and even Rebbe would be moda in this. In other words, what Rebbe said, Uposhet V'rachat V'rachat V'lavish, was Lav Dafki. He didn't mean that the second Rechitza of Kiddush Adayim Raglayim takes place before the Levisha. In fact, it takes place after the Levisha. Amar le Rav Acha b'Reid Rav Ravashi, Rav Acha b'Reid Rav said Ravashi, I want to tell you the following thought. Loi Rav Chisda is later Rav Acha, v'loi Rav Acha is later Rav Chisda. These two shitas that we just learned here in the last few lines with Rav Chisda saying that according to Rebbe, it was always Kiddush Adayim Raglayim with pshita. There was no clothing. It was after he took off the first clothing, and it was before he put on the second clothing. And then we had Rav Acha, who said that Rav Acha bar Yaakov said Hakol Moedim, that the second Kiddush Adayim Raglayim was done after Levisha. They cannot hold of each other, because if they held, if one of them held like the other, Dim Kain LeRebbe Havalei Chameser Kiddushin, then according to Rebbe, there would in fact be 15 Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. If, for example, let's say Rav Chisda would hold like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, so not only would we have Rebbe saying that you need two Kiddush Adayim Raglayim, one after you took off, let's say, the Big Day Lovin, and one before you put on the Big Day Zov, but if I also hold like, if Rav Chisda would also hold like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, then I would need, for every set, I would need a third Kiddush Adayim Raglayim. I would need a Kiddush Adayim Raglayim after he put on, for example, the Big Day Zov. So I would have one after the Lovin, one before the Big Day Zav, and one after the Big Day Zav, because the Torah says, "I begish on Olam Mizbeach." That can't be, because if that were so, then each set of going to the mikveh with Kiddush Adayim Raglayim would actually have three Kiddush Adayim Raglayim times five tefillos would be 15. And we learned Alach L'Mayshem Sinai Our Gemara says that it's only 10 Kiddush Adayim Raglaim, not 15. Must be that Reb Chisda doesn't hold a Reb Acha Bar Yaakov, and Reb Acha Bar Yaakov doesn't hold a Reb Chisda. So according to Reb Chisda, there's only two, and the two are at each set, one after the Pshita of the first Begadim, and one before the Levisha of the second Begadim. According to Reb Acha Bar Yaakov, Rebbe will hold, one is after taking off the first set of clothing, and the other is after putting on the second set of clothing, but they don't hold like each other. Otherwise, we would have 15 and not 10. Mm-hmm.